Parsha's Yisro begins with Yisro coming to meet Moshe in the Midbar and giving him his idea about how the judicial system should be set up. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu listens to Yisro, and the Torah goes into this whole long explanation of exactly how the judges were set up, how many people there were for each 10, for 100, 1,000. And then it ends with Vayishlach Moshe, Vayishalach Moshe Eschosnei. Moshe sends his father-in-law back, Ve'elach Le'el Artzai, and he goes back to his land. And of course, there's a machlekas here, exactly when this happened. Was he there for Matan Torah? Did he leave before Matan Torah? Which time was this? But in any case, Revi'i begins with Perek Yotes, B'chodesh HaShlishi, Perek Yotes Pasuk Aleph, on the third month, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, B'yem Hazeh, Ba'u Midbar Sinai. They come to Midbar Sinai. Klal Yisrael have arrived in Midbar Sinai. They're going to get the Torah. And then it says, Vayisu Merafidim, and they traveled from Rafidim, which is a piece of information we already have from Parshas B'Shalach. We know that they were traveling from Rafidim, but it repeats it here. Vayisu Merafidim, Vayavayu Midbar Sinai, and they come to Midbar Sinai. And again, this is repeated just a pasuk ago. We spoke about them coming from Midbar Sinai to Midbar Sinai. Vayachanuba Midbar, and they camped in the Midbar. And then Vayichan Shom Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael rests there. They set up their camp there, Neged Ahar, opposite the mountain. So obviously there is a lot of repetition in this pasuk, which we have to try and understand. What is this pasuk coming to teach us? There's not really any new information that's given to us here in pasuk base. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh tells us that what we're learning here in this pasuk is not practical information, it's a theological roadmap for what Klal Yisrael need to do in order to prepare themselves for Matan Torah. This is a four-pronged approach to what Klal Yisrael had to do to accept the Torah, and therefore to us, to every single one of us, if we want to be ready to accept the Torah, which is of course the next thing that's going to happen in Parshas Yisro, Matan Torah, and thus Eres HaDibros, how do we properly prepare for this? So Aruch Chaim says like this, four steps to this. Number one, Vayisu Merufidim. First, we have to leave Rufidim. What is Rufidim? What is in Rufidim? What happened to them in Rufidim? So we know that in Rufidim, we fought against Amalek. Why does Amalek come? Why does Amalek come to fight against us? And always, Amalek comes to fight when Rafu Yedehim, when we, Min HaMitzvos, when our hands are weakened from the mitzvos, which means that we're holding on, but we're not holding on passionately, that we're interested and we're invested, but from a distance. And that's when Amalek comes. Amalek came after Klal Yisrael complained, after saying, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu here with us? We don't see him. You don't see him? You don't feel him? You're not connected? Rafu Yideihem. It literally means their hands were weakened. It means that the connection is not strong enough. We were doing what we had to do, but we didn't do it with passion and enthusiasm. And it's always at that point that Amalek comes. Amalek is gematria safek, doubt. It comes when we don't have that strong, strong connection, when it wasn't important enough for us. And in order to get to Matan Torah, there has to be a desire for this. This is not something I have to do. This is something I want to do. I want to accept the Torah mitzvahs on myself. I want to learn the Torah with a passion. I want to be excited about what I'm doing. That's why we daven every morning. It's not enough that we're learning Torah. I want to learn it as a sweet thing. It should be sweet for me. I want it to be exciting. I want it to be something that I hold on to, not weakly, but with strength, because I know that this is something that I really, really, really want. Vayavayu Midbar Sinai, and they came to Midbar Sinai. What is a midbar? When we come to a midbar, the midbar is plain, simple, nothing there but sand. And in order to fill our lives with Torah, we have to kind of divest ourselves from everything else. The more stuff we have, and I'm not talking about how many possessions we have, but it means the more stuff that is filling up our mind, which is not a function of how much or how little we have, it's a function of how much the much we have is filling up our time and our energy and our focus. The more we're busy in the material sense, the more we focus on it. And again, we're not a religion. Yiddishkeit doesn't believe in not having gashmias. You're allowed to, you should have gashmias. But we shouldn't be focusing on it. And the more we divest ourselves of the focus on the stuff, the more we can immerse ourselves in the Torah. And we should get rid of what we don't need, which slows us down. Many years ago, we had a major flood in our basement, and we had two dumpsters on our driveway full of stuff that we had to throw out. It was furniture, it was books, it was toys, it was clothing, it was a lot of stuff that we had to get rid of. And I remember looking at those two dumpsters and saying, there's very little in here that I'm going to miss. I don't even know why I had all that. Why do we need so much of it? And of course, we have since then refilled our basement with stuff. And it's amazing how much we accumulate and how much headspace we allow it to take for ourselves. And stuff isn't only physical things, it's sometimes our emotional baggage as well. The things that slow us down. It's like when you have two people who are running in a marathon and one person is holding heavy weights, and those weights necessarily slow him down in the race. And we want to tell them, put down the weights and just run with all your might. Don't hold on to those weights. And there are things that we hold on to. We hold on to grievances. We hold on to redifas hakavod. We're running after kavod, or we're holding on to anger. We're holding on to worry. We're holding on to anxiety. There's so much stuff that we hold on to that clogs up our hearts and clogs up our minds and makes it hard for us to focus on what we really need to focus on, which is our eternity. So you want to accept the Torah mitzvahs? Vayavayu midbar Sinai. Come to the midbar. In the midbar, nothing really matters. You need shelter. You need water. That's all. There's no fancy homes, and there's no changing a wardrobe every season. It says that they wore the same wardrobe throughout their 40 years in the midbar, and they ate the same man. And again, it's not about not having the materialism. It's about not focusing on it. It's about focusing on what's real. And then it says again that they came to the midbar, vayachanu b'midbar, and they came to the midbar. So what is this the second midbar coming to teach us? So the second midbar and the third prong in this attack that we're going to have, this approach that we're taking to prepare ourselves for accepting the Torah, is that we need humility. The midbar is a representation of the lowest flat land. We say every day, v'nafshi kafar lakoti, like, let my nefesh, let my presence be looked at as afar, meaning nobody should take me, I shouldn't be taking up space in somebody else's head. I don't want other people taking up space in my head, but I shouldn't be the one that people are focusing on, or people are angry at, or people are upset about, or people are jealous of. I don't want any of that. I just want to be flat and plain and anonoth. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for anivus, because humility is a must before learning the Torah. It says in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Chacham, who is the wise man? Allah made me call Adam. A wise man, a person who can become a Talmud Chacham, is a person who can learn from absolutely everybody. We need to be able to learn from everyone, and without humility, we won't be able to learn from anyone at all. Never mind learning from everyone. There's nobody who can teach me if I know it all. So we have to say that I have to be an anav. A person who doesn't have anava also can't admit when they are wrong. And it's essential to learning Torah to be able to say, I made a mistake, and to back down. And we have so many stories about our leaders and their humility, starting way back from Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Anav Mikol Adam, to our leaders today. Countless stories have been told about this, and I'm not even going to choose one of them because we're all aware of many of them, but it's amazing how this is a common denominator. Of the biggest Talmidei Chachamim are the ones who I don't need to constantly talk about how smart they are, how wise they are, how accomplished they are. The Torah was given on the lowest mountain. The Torah is called water. Mayim is always a mashal to water because water flows to the lowest place always. The Torah is going to be given in a desert, in a midbar. We need to have humility, and that's what the second midbar comes to teach us. And lastly, the last words in the pasuk, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Hahar. At the beginning of the pasuk, it says Vayachanu, and now it says Vayichan, and we're all very aware of the very famous Chazal, It was in singular form because Klal Yisrael had reached a level. It's a prerequisite to accepting the Torah, that this achdus, this ki'ish achad b'lev achad, not only is a prerequisite, it's one of the main things we accomplish by coming to Har Sinai. Of course, we all know the famous vart by the Pesach Seder of Dayenu, Ilu ekrivanu lefnei Sinai v'lana samlanu es haTorah. And of course, every grade 4 child will ask this question, and grade 3 and grade 5 child as well. Why would it have been enough to come to Har Sinai without accepting the Torah? And the answer is this, one of the answers, Ki'isha achad b'lev achad. We accomplished something there, even if we had not gotten the Torah. Of course, the whole point is to get the Torah, but just this, that for a brief moment in history, we were vayichan. There was a ki'isha achad b'lev achad, that we are united and unified. We cannot be a nation that gets the Torah without unity, without the bein adam l'chaver, the achdus and avas Yisrael. The Torah is not given to us as individuals. The Torah was given to us as a nation, as a whole. So this is the four-pronged plan, which we carry with us today. Number one, Vayisu Merifidim. We have to leave the weak approach to studying Torah and throw ourselves into it wholeheartedly with a Baharevna, with an excitement. Vayavayu Midbar Sinai. We have to come to Midbar Sinai. The first of the Midbars is coming to tell us about the simplicity of the Midbar. Vayachanu B'Midbar. The second Midbar is coming to teach us about the humility of a Midbar. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And then we access the unity of Matan Torah. This is a pshat from the Or HaChaim. I heard it explained this way by Rabbi Breidowitz. Have a good Shabbos.